Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Minutes after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program with Greg Stebbin, joining Jennifer and Kenny and me with the overview of the Amazon. Well, this is something that seems to me to be a little overdone by the news media, called Amazon Prime Day. We'll find out how the biggies are shaking it out with the mid-sized persons and people. So I've said actually pretty much nothing in the last 60 seconds. Other than warm you up for Greg. I've occupied. I've wasted this last minute of your lives, folks.
Are you hoping one of us will dive in and save you?
No. I don't know. Does it sound like I need saving? I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can save all of us in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won three rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
One out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy, what a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion!
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-Second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mini.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, so what the heck's going on here? There is Greg Stebbin is with us. Probably already know that war is scheduled to break out between Amazon and Walmart. This seems rather contrived, do you think?
Oh, totally contrived.
Yes. All right. So Greg is the Men's Health Magazine contributor on technology. What have you found out in your research as to what actually this is all about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You and I are here saying, oh, this is totally contrived. Well, Black Friday is totally contrived, and millions of people with billions of dollars buy into it every year. And now there's Cyber Monday, the Monday after Black Friday, also totally contrived. So why shouldn't Amazon take a shot at creating something called Prime Day? Walmart has now jumped in and is throwing all kinds of insults at Amazon to try to get you to shop at Walmart instead of Amazon. But what I find interesting here is the truth is, in this battle between Amazon and Walmart, Amazon has already won. Because we're talking about Amazon Prime Day, no matter what Walmart does to get attention for themselves. I mean, good job, Walmart. I'm not saying that. But Amazon has already won, because this time next year, even if Amazon doesn't have Prime Day, we'll be debating whether Amazon will have Amazon Prime Day. But the word Walmart will not appear in any of those discussions, or will be a side note. So we've all been had. Amazon has already pulled it off. It's already been successful. And hats
it's
off
Christmas
to you,
Amazon. It's
Come Christmas on. In July. And so I got interested in, you know, Amazon is big. Walmart is big. How big are these companies? Let me just throw out a few stats that are pretty eye-opening. Amazon has 154,000 employees. Walmart has 2.2 million employees. Amazon in 2014 had $89 billion in sales. Walmart had $482 billion in sales. And here's the one that I find very staggering. On Black Friday in 2014, Amazon on Cyber Monday, Amazon sold 18 toys per second. 18 toys per second. Walmart on Black Friday sold 1,400 TVs per second. 1,400 TVs per second. That's a staggering number of sales. That's how big these two companies are, and even in relationship to each other.
Amazing, isn't it? Woof. But it just shows you how much hype there is to all of this stuff. 2,000 online rollbacks. Yubba dubba doo. I thought it was interesting. Japan, according to a story at DougStephan.com, covering Mount Fuji with free Wi-Fi. Why would you want free Wi-Fi on Mount Fuji would be a question. If you're a hardcore mountaineer, I suppose that's good news. Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day, hardcore tech guy.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.